139. Let thine ear be attentive, O Nabil Azam, to the voice of the Ancient of Days, crying to thee from the kingdom of his all-glorious name. He it is who is now proclaiming from the realms above, and within the inmost essence of all created things, I truly am God, there is none other God but me. I am he who from everlasting hath been the source of all sovereignty and power, he who shall continue throughout eternity to exercise his kingship and to extend his protection unto all created things. My proof is the greatness of my might and my sovereignty that embraceth the whole of creation. Blessed art thou, O my name, inasmuch as thou hast entered mine ark and art speeding through the power of my sovereign and most exalted might on the ocean of grandeur, and art numbered with my favoured ones, whose names the finger of God hath inscribed. Thou hast quaffed the cup which is life indeed from the hands of this youth, around whom revolve the manifestations of the All-Glorious, and the brightness of whose presence they, who are the daysprings of mercy, extol in the daytime and in the night season. His glory be with thee, inasmuch as thou hast journeyed from God unto God, and entered within the borders of the court of unfading splendour, the spot which mortal man can never describe. Therein hath the breeze of holiness, laden with the love of thy Lord, stirred thy spirit within thee, and the waters of understanding have washed from thee the stains of remoteness and ungodliness. Thou hast gained admittance into the paradise of God's remembrance through thy recognition of him who is the embodiment of that remembrance amongst men. Wherefore be thankful to God for having strengthened thee to aid his cause, for having made the flowers of knowledge and understanding to spring forth in the garden of thine heart. Thus hath his grace encompassed thee and encompassed the whole of creation. Beware, lest thou allow anything whatsoever to grieve thee. Rid thyself of all attachment to the vain illusions of men, and cast behind thy back the idle and subtle disputations of them that are veiled from God. Proclaim then that which the Most Great Spirit will inspire thee to utter in the service of the cause of thy Lord, that thou mayest stir up the souls of all men and incline their hearts unto this most blessed and all-glorious court. Know thou that we have annulled the rule of the sword as an aid to our cause, and substituted for it the power born of the utterance of men. Thus have we irrevocably decreed by virtue of our grace. Say, O people, sow not the seeds of discord among men, and refrain from contending with your neighbour, for your Lord hath committed the world and the cities thereof to the care of the kings of the earth, and made them the emblems of his own power by virtue of the sovereignty he hath chosen to bestow upon them. He hath refused to reserve for himself any share whatever of this world's dominion. To this he who is himself the eternal truth will testify. The things he hath reserved for himself are the cities of men's hearts, that he may cleanse them from all earthly defilements, and enable them to draw nigh unto the hallowed spot which the hands of the infidel can never profane. Open, O people, the city of the human heart with the key of your utterance. Thus have we, according to a preordained measure, prescribed unto you your duty. by the righteousness of God. The world and its vanities and its glory and whatever delights it can offer are all in the sight of God as worthless as, nay, even more contemptible than dust and ashes. Would that the hearts of men could comprehend it. Cleanse yourselves thoroughly, O people of Baha, from the defilement of the world and of all that pertaineth unto it. God himself beareth me witness. The things of the earth ill beseem you. Cast them away unto such as may desire them, and fasten your eyes upon this most holy and effulgent vision. That which beseemeth you is the love of God, and the love of him who is the manifestation of his essence, and the observance of whatsoever he chooseth to prescribe unto you. Did ye but know it? Say, let truthfulness and courtesy be your adorning. Suffer not yourselves to be deprived of the robe of forbearance and justice, that the sweet savours of holiness may be wafted from your hearts upon all created things. Say, beware, O people of Baha, lest ye walk in the ways of them whose words differ from their deeds. Strive that ye may be enabled to manifest to the peoples of the earth the signs of God and to mirror forth his commandments. Let your acts be a guide unto all mankind. For the professions of most men, be they high or low, differ from their conduct. It is through your deeds that ye can distinguish yourselves from others. Through them the brightness of your light can be shed upon the whole earth. Happy is the man that heedeth my counsel and keepeth the precepts prescribed by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise.